Welcome to The Explainer. Today we're diving into something that affects literally all of us, credit card security. But look, we're not talking about a pickpocket lifting your wallet on the subway anymore. Modern credit card scams have completely mutated. They're targeting our entire digital ecosystem. That card in your pocket? It's not just a piece of plastic anymore. It's the front door to your digital identity. And defending it means we've got to totally shift our mindset. Okay, let's dive into this. Fraud has not disappeared, it has migrated. That quote right there, it perfectly nails the reality of financial crime today. Because, you know, payment security has actually gotten a lot better over the years. Stuff like chip technology makes counterfeiting physical cards super hard now, and tokenization hides your raw data. But just because the front door is locked tight, criminals didn't just give up and go home. No way. They just found a side window. Instead of attacking the payment system directly, they're coming after your identity, your communications, and your trusted relationships.
So, here is our roadmap for this explainer. We're going to cover 1. The illusion of safety. 2. The human exploit. 3. Invisible threats. 4. The resilient control stack. And 5. The action plan. Let's get right to it.
Section 1. The illusion of safety. The scale of modern fraud.
It's wild, but even with all this advanced security tech, the threat is actually blowing up. The sheer scale is staggering. In 2024 alone, European authorities tracked 1.3 billion, yes, billion with a B, euros in card fraud. And over in the US, hundreds of thousands of reports of card misuse and fake applications. The big takeaway here isn't just that fraud is everywhere. It's proof that whenever we build a better wall, criminals just figure out a new way around it.
Because they've pivoted, our defense strategies have to pivot too. The old advice was pretty basic, right? Protect the physical plastic and just look for that little HTTPS or padlock in your web browser. And sure, that's not totally useless, but modern attacks are engineered to look flawlessly legitimate. A slick professional website can be a total scam. A phone call can perfectly spoof your bank's caller ID. Today, modern defense is all about independent verification and locking down the broader digital ecosystem around your card.
Which brings us to Section 2, the human exploit. Manipulating the user.
Since the systems are so hard to hack now, fraudsters bypass them by going after the most vulnerable link in the chain, us. They use social engineering vectors to manipulate human nature. We're talking phishing, with fake websites that perfectly mimic real brands, like delivery companies or tax authorities. Then there's vishing, voice phishing, where they spoof a caller ID. And get this, they might already know your name or partial card details from an old data breach to instantly sound credible. There's smishing, with text message lures, QR code phishing hiding malicious links on parking signs, and outright account takeover from reused passwords. Across all these channels, their playbook is exactly the same. They manufacture extreme urgency, fake some authority, and give you a highly plausible story so you don't stop, breathe, and think.
And this brilliantly illustrates one of the slickest, most concerning tactics out there right now, the digital wallet provisioning attack. Here's how this goes down. Step 1, the criminal gets hold of your stolen card data. Step 2, they try to add that card to Apple Pay or Google Wallet on their personal phone. Step 3, they call you, pretending to be your bank, warning you of fraud, and trick you into reading them the one-time passcode the bank literally just texted you. You actually think you're verifying your identity to stop a hacker, but you are handing them the exact key they need to authorize their device. Once they're in, their transactions look completely legit to the bank.
Moving on to Section 3. Invisible threats, compromised systems.
Now here's the really scary part. Sometimes you can do absolutely everything right, be super vigilant, and still get robbed completely behind the scenes. Enter digital skimming. This is where hackers inject malicious code straight into a genuine, legitimate e-commerce website. So you type your card details during checkout, and that invisible code scrapes your data in real time. You're buying from a real shop, you get the actual product delivered to your door, and you have absolutely no idea your payment data was intercepted. In this scenario, the merchant themselves is actually a victim of a compromise.
Which leads to a massive, dangerous misconception. Seeing HTTPS or that little padlock icon in your browser, that is absolutely not proof that a retailer is trustworthy or uncompromised. Literally, all that encryption does is protect the data while it travels from your computer to their server. It does zilch to guarantee the website operator is legit, and it definitely doesn't mean their checkout page is free of skimming code.
So, what do they do with all this skimmed data? Automated card testing. Criminals load huge batches of stolen credentials into bots and run them through tiny, low-value payments, just to see which cards are active. Automation lets them test thousands of records almost instantly. So, the big takeaway for you here, never ever ignore tiny, unfamiliar charges on your statement. A random 50-cent charge isn't a glitch, it's usually the validation phase before a massive, devastating, fraudulent purchase.
All right, section four, the resilient control stack, your five-layer defense.
So the crucial point is, how do we actually fight back? We need to build a comprehensive personal defense strategy. Let's construct your resilient five-layer control stack. Layer one is visibility. You've got to turn on real-time push notifications or text alerts for every single transaction, cash withdrawal, and account change. Visibility dramatically shrinks the window between a breach and your reaction time. But hey, don't let this replace checking your actual monthly statements. You still need to hunt for those sneaky, low-value recurring charges that might slip past the alerts.
Next up, layer two, account security. This is non-negotiable. Stop reusing passwords. Seriously, get a reputable password manager and use unique passwords for everything. You also must enable multi-factor authentication wherever you can, ideally using an authenticator app, not text messages. And here is the single most critical tip. Lock down your email account. Why? Because your email is the master key. It's the primary recovery channel for basically all your financial accounts. If they get your email, they get the whole shebang.
Layer three is payment data minimization. Basically, try not to leave your raw card details scattered across dozens of online stores. Use guest checkouts when you can. Even better, use digital wallets like Apple Pay or Google Pay, which use tokenized payment methods. The merchant gets a restricted token instead of your actual card number. But remember, if you're using digital wallets, you absolutely must have strong device locks and biometric controls turned on to protect the wallet itself on your phone.
Moving to layer four, merchant verification. Before you buy from an unfamiliar retailer, take a second to verify them independently. Check their trading history, look up real contact info, and read the returns policy. And please, do not assume search engine results or social media ads mean a company is legit. Fraudsters buy ads literally all the time. Massive red flags include insane discounts, high-pressure countdown timers, or payment requests that take you outside a normal checkout process.
And finally, layer five, physical discipline. Look, digital fraud dominates the headlines, but old-school physical theft and skimming at gas pumps or cash machines, that still happens. Keep up your basic physical vigilance. Shield your PIN, inspect card terminals to see if they look bulky or altered. And if you misplace your card, don't panic. Just immediately use the temporary freeze feature in your banking app while you look for it.
Section 5. Action Plan and Ecosystem Impact.
Okay, so what exactly do you do when a compromise inevitably occurs? Before you do anything else, burn this golden rule into your memory. Independent verification. If you get a surprise call, text, or email about your card, do not keep engaging. Just hang up. Close the message. Do not click the link. Then manually contact the institution yourself using official channels. Call the number literally printed on the back of your physical card or open your official banking app. I promise you, a genuine bank fraud team will never, ever get mad at you for hanging up and calling them right back.
Now, when things do go wrong, speed matters. Report it immediately through those official channels. Freeze or replace the card. Crucially, and a lot of people forget this, make sure you also revoke any digital wallet tokens linked to that card. Reset your online banking credentials, and if you suspect an account takeover, change your email password instantly. Do not try to investigate or engage with the fraudster yourself. And finally, check your credit files to make sure they aren't using your details for wider identity theft, like taking out a loan in your name. Look, just getting a piece of replacement plastic in the mail will not fix the problem if the criminal is still sitting in your email inbox or your favorite merchant login.
Because at the end of the day, credit card fraud thrives in those invisible gaps between our identity, our communications, and our payment controls. To truly defend yourself today, you have to ask yourself a hard question. Are you just protecting a piece of plastic in your wallet, or are you actively defending your entire end-to-end digital identity? Treat your card like a connected piece of your digital life, stay hypervigilant, and always rely on independent verification. Thanks so much for joining me on this explainer. Keep those defenses strong, and I'll catch you next time.